Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tom Fortino is back, the host of, or the co-host, I guess, of the hour-long Weekend Wealth, Sunday mornings on WGN at 7 a.m. Hey, Tom, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. Happy New Year, John.
Hey, is it happy? I know that you've been kind of sour on some of the developments the last year or so, but it sounds like some of the people are starting to hedge their bets that the recession is not going to be as bad, or that things aren't going to be as bad this year. Where's your head today, Tom?
Well, I can say so far so good. I mean, this year we're up so far, but I think you have to have a longer term horizon than, you know, the second week into January. But as far as it goes, you know, this week CPI is coming out. They think it's going to be down again a little bit more to 6.5. So the trends are going in a good direction. You saw wages, wage growth. Now, you know, we were waiting there what the Fed was going to do, but when that last jobs report came out, but the wage growth was trending down. The wage pricing cost. So that was a positive. And so there's things that are happening that are positives in this market where we say, are we heading in the right direction? And the answer in some cases is yes. On the other hand, you know, you think, look at things with credit card debt and savings rates at all-time lows, credit card at high,
yeah,
debt. And so, you know, it's always, it's on the one hand or the other hand. It's just, it comes back to the old adage. We have to have a plan that we can stick to and we're comfortable with, and we don't keep moving back and forth.
Well, it seems like the number that has been so important to people, interest rates to try and cool inflation, and inflation does seem to be coming down. Is there a number that's most important to you in the first maybe quarter or half of the year?
You mean as far as the inflation rate, where we want to get to?
Well, I'm not asking you for a target, rather, but I'm wondering if there is a number that is most important to you. Is it what the Fed does with the next interest rate, or is it inflation, or is there some other metric that you think is most important right now?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, and it has been, I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, is how the Fed's reacting, right? And so there's all these pieces that come into play that they're looking at. So, of course, certainly I think it's Wednesday or is it Thursday, the CPI comes out. That number is certainly going to be important. And it seems like it always hinges on what's going to happen with interest rates. I mean, that's the biggest, that's kind of, maybe it isn't the elephant in the room because we all know it, you know, it exists. But
right,
those are the numbers. And if they continue, I mean, that's a positive. I think it's going to continue as, you know, I don't think it's going to be a big drop. If the trend just keeps going slower, lower and lower, that's always a good thing.
Well, that's, weirdly, that reminds me of the murder rate in Chicago. We'd all like it to be zero. And if it ever did get there, it's not going to do it overnight. It's going to be a trend. All you can do in the moment is root for the direction of the arrow and say, the murder rate is down, but it's way too high. Inflation is going down, but it's way too high. So if the number is too high, that's where we are. All we can right now is hope for which direction is it going, and how quickly is it going in that direction.
I agree.
Are you seeing a pace that you're comfortable with, Tom?
Well, so far, and that's always the caveat to these things, so far it's been a good trend because you remember it peaked at 9.1, then it's gone down and this trend has continued. I mean, I thought it was going to stay elevated a little bit longer, and I think I mentioned that before, but, you know, then it went down to 7.1, then we're talking about 6.5. So it's kind of been a very nice trend down so far. Again, we'll have to see where we go from here. You know, it's just tough because we just seem like we're waiting and hanging on every word or hanging on every next data point. And so that's the thing that's concerning. With the average investor, you know, you kind of have to a certain extent, keep these things out, this noise out of your investment plan as much as possible.
Yeah, I was kind of going to ask you about that. So what do we do about all of this? And I thought, well, I'll bet Tom's going to say that you should have had a plan all along to maximize growth, minimize taxes, and stick to it in a down market, unless you're having to take, you know, required withdrawals, or what do they call those? Mm-hmm. The required
minimum distributions. Yeah.
What about that for people who are having to take money now? What advice do you have for them, Tom?
Well, you know, that's a great point, John. As far as, you know, you delineate, you've got the people that are still working 10, 12 more years or however long it is that are continuing to contribute. I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but studies have shown when you're doing the systematic contributions to 401ks and that, really, even in some of the worst decades, even if you look back at the tech bubble, 2000 to 2010, you were still up over that 10-year period when the market was down because you were dollar-cost averaging. So that's different from those that are either near or in retirement. You need to be aware of what's going on. So I would say, you know, take a look at your portfolio. Make sure you have a certain amount. This would be my advice in more of either principal protected or income producing assets. And we have opportunities, as we've talked about out there before, that you can draw on as much as possible and, you know, have an income plan that makes sense for you as part of the overall plan.
Opportunities you can draw on. What are you talking about there?
Well, I mean, certainly interest rates, right? There's some opportunities there where we're talking about now, whether you get a 2-year treasury or a T-bill. Now you're getting these 4s and 5%, which was unimaginable just a few years ago. That can be helpful. I think dividend plays are good. And, you know, again, make sure you have a solid portfolio across many sectors, equally weighted and so on. But if you can create that, I think value is a good place to be too. But just all in all, you know, I think it's a good opportunity to revisit your overall portfolio and see, does it really make sense for where I'm at today?
I know someone who did that just recently and went, oh, wow, my CDs are generating nothing. And if I cash them in early and paid a penalty of 6 months' interest, I would still come out ahead because now I could put them mm-hmm. in something that's going to get 4%. 4% is better mm-hmm. than 0.1% or whatever it was getting. So why not pay the penalty? But that's some mm-hmm. out-of-the-box thinking, or at least it's some awareness that I think a lot of us don't always take the time to have.
I agree, because I always say when you financial organization on many levels, and this is one example of it, when you sit back and you look like you're just telling your friend, you uncover some things you probably aren't aware of. So it's always a good thing to look under the hood, you know, and in that example, there's where you had money that you could take and get it working for you. You know, typically with CDs, there's a 3-month, you know, penalty on interest. In this case, I don't want to say so what, but kind of so what, and then you turn around and you can get over 4%. And so all of these little things really add up. And so I know we're busy with life and sometimes it gets overwhelming, but just that would be one of the best pieces of advice is to really revisit all of these things. As I said, I think you'll uncover things you were probably unaware of.
Yeah, the penalties were like $18, $42, you know, because it was... And I don't know that they knew it until, you know, we even went. Because, I did my due diligence back then, so I'm good mm-hmm. now. But actually, maybe the circumstances have changed.
Absolutely. I mean, that is just a common theme. You know, I always talk about, for example, individuals. I just had a conversation the other day with someone. I said, I have an old 401k. I have a SEP. I have another IRA over here. And I said, you know, you can put those all in one account instead of getting 3 and 4 statements and trying to look on 3 and 4 websites. Those are all portable. Open up one account, consolidate them, you know, and that's just all of these things just to simplify. I mean, that's just one simple example. But and then as we just talked about, then saying, OK, now what do I own? Those two steps can be, you know, make a big difference in your success, I think, as far as your overall plan.
When you talk about consolidating, though, do you mean cash in those products, liquidate it, and then reinvest it somewhere else? Or what are you talking about there?
No, what I mean is, for example, IRAs, there's all these different, they call them the alphabet soup of retirement plans, 403Bs, 401Ks, IRAs, SEPs, and so on. Those are all, as I said, portable. If, you know, in a lot of people, mm-hmm. they have different jobs, so they may have an old 401k and an IRA. Right. You could open, as an example, open a Fidelity account or a TD account in 5 minutes online, transfer all of those accounts as is into one account. So they're all in one place. So there's not a liquidation, but you have them all in one place. You have one statement and you have one account to view. And again, it's a simple way to simplify things for you. And then again, it's much easier to monitor and track what you have.
But the investments are still in the same place.
They would be in the same place. It's called an in-kind. They come over in-kind. So you can moving. If you had three IRAs, you could put them in one IRA. Nothing has to be sold. It's a direct transfer from one account to the next.
Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at Alpha Wealth Group, and he talks like this Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. with Lee Sklink, and he'll be happy to talk to you, too. You can reach him at alphawealthgroup.com. Okay, Tom, Happy New Year. Good to talk to you.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot, John.
Take care.